you have to do increasing amounts of paperwork, like the fertilizer. You have to sign up now to a database for fertilizer, and on top of that, we have the nitrates derogation being lost. Well, farmers are being hit all over Ireland by this nitrates derogation, and it's based on a report by the EPA that was sent off to Europe. That it's very flawed, this report. Like, it totally excludes any mention of wastewater, the input from wastewater and sewage into our waterways. It measures parts of the waterways in the height of winter, when the overflow from sewage is at its worst than any other time in the year. And like, farmers, the measures that farmers took in the last few years to decrease the amount of nitrogen that was being put into the waterways from slurry and from fertilizer, those measures haven't been given time to take effect yet. So like, the whole report is flawed, and when the EPA was questioned, their answer was they wrote the report as outlined by the commission, the parameters the commission set.
Farmers have done their best to adopt alternative fertiliser methods and sustainable farming methods in the wake of the Ukrainian war. Particularly, do you just want Clare County Council to lobby for improved farmer support, improved farmer's understanding on a national level, or do you think there's anything that can be implemented locally?
Well, by local government, not so much, because this the legislation now is coming from the EU. That is controlling farming, and it's implemented then by the national governments, because it comes from EU directives. The government has to implement it then, and yeah, the local councils don't have much of a look in. They can do.
If you don't believe local government can change it, why are you running?
Well, I'm running because it's the local election now, and I believe that this is the first time now the electorate has a chance to go to the ballot box, excluding the referendum recently, which was defeated. But since 2020. And since 2020, there's been a rapid increase in the amount of regulation that's coming in. And on top of that, there's other issues with the present government that, yeah.
I just know one of your policies from your own profile on the Irish Freedom Party website is not to engage with IPAS on any arrivals that would be coming here. And I understand everyone has their different opinions on the situation. Some in North Clare, most recently, they have highlighted the impact that placing asylum seekers at Drumcurighy House in Ballyvaughan is having on local tourism. But as a public representative, if you weren't willing to engage with IPAS, well, what good would that do to the community?
Well, the situation with these IPAS centres in the country is there's a small group of the population that was becoming extremely wealthy in the last few years from running these IPAS centres. Now, I won't name them here, but it's very easy to look up who they are if you look up the companies that registered running the IPAS centres.
But if an IPAS is to come in and we're not engaging with them, the local community surely don't know what's going on, and they're none the wiser.
Well, this is the problem, because the local community and the council themselves barely get any notice that these centres are being set up. If you look what's happened now in recent weeks, Newtown Mount Kennedy, Arklaw, Drumcurighy House here in Ballyvaughan is another good example. Like, even the party councillors, the government party councillors, are not even getting more than a couple of days' notice.
But that's a lack of engagement on their side, but it's down as one of your policies that you wouldn't engage with IPAS. What good would it do if, as a public representative, that you wouldn't engage with IPAS yourself?
Well, Mayo County Council a few months ago took a position that they were no longer going to engage with the government with the Department of Integration on introducing new centres into Mayo. It hasn't changed anything, because the government is barely even engaging with the councils. But at the moment, where they are engaging with the councils, and where you have the councils full of government party elected candidates like Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael, the Greens, they're essentially rubber stamping the planning permissions and required.
Well, there is no planning permissions required. It's exempt since 2015.
There is certificates required for an operator.
Fire safety certificates, yeah. Building regulations, but it's not the control of councillors. It goes to the once an offer of accommodation is made to IPAS, IPAS will engage with the council directorate.
Yeah, and that's the problem.
But it's not establishment parties doing that.
It's the government engaging with the IPAS, the managers, the operators of these centres. These arrangements are set up months in advance, and the local community and the councils aren't even getting a look in until days beforehand, when it's too late to do anything.